The increase in mortgage foreclosures is a topic of the presidential campaign in Nevada. The state's caucuses are January 19th, among the nation's earliest. Nevada's foreclosures are the highest in the nation, with one out of every 165 mortgages facing foreclosure. NPR's Jeff Brady reports from Las Vegas, where the housing boom has gone bust.
Look past the flashy exterior of Las Vegas, the lights, the Elvis impersonator, the woman in the convertible with the Christmas tree poking out the back seat. Look past all of that, and what you see are a lot of for sale signs. Stop people on the street and you're sure to meet someone like Paul Walker. He owns a real estate company and is worried about the housing market in Las Vegas. He wants a president who will do something about it.
I think a lot of it has to do with the financing, and people could finance, they would buy houses. So if other things could be done to make financing easier, particularly for low-end buyers, I think that in itself would get things started.
The housing slowdown has rippled through the economy here. Furniture stores are having a tough go of it, and sales tax revenues are down. That's prompted Governor Jim Gibbons to propose across-the-board cuts in the state budget, even to schools. Critics of the plan recently held a candlelight vigil outside Bonanza High School west of the Strip. Parent Lisa Mayo DeRiso wants schools exempted from the cuts. She also wants to hear presidential candidates talk about the issues important to her: education, health care, immigration.
And the economy. You know, we have a high foreclosure rate at this time, so how do we get our, you know, keep our families in their homes, keep our kids educated, and keep a good health care system so everybody has equal access to health care?
Las Vegas residents don't seem quite used to the idea that the economy has soured. They're accustomed to boom time, says Rory Reed. He chairs the Clark County Commission, and he's the son of Senator Harry Reed.
The economy here has been dynamic for many years. 10 people move here every hour and have for over a decade. So people are used to seeing their wages increase, the value of their homes increase. We kind of hit a little bump in the road, and it's got everyone's attention.
Commissioner Reed chairs Hillary Clinton's Nevada campaign. He says she's asking lenders to freeze interest rates on all those adjustable-rate mortgages. John Edwards says he'd make such a freeze mandatory. And Barack Obama called for a new tax credit and government fund to help homeowners. Republicans haven't talked about the issue much. They're not campaigning in Nevada like the Democrats are. Las Vegas Review-Journal columnist Aaron Neff says even at the Democratic events, voters surprisingly don't bring up the foreclosure issue. She suspects that those directly affected aren't showing up to campaign rallies.
If you're struggling to pay your mortgage, if you're struggling to stay in your house, or if you've been foreclosed on and you're trying to get your house back, you don't have time to follow the issues.
And for everyone else, they see an end to the bust. While the housing market is off, the commercial real estate market is strong. The Las Vegas skyline is crowded with construction cranes. $30 billion worth of new buildings are going up. Thousands of new hotel rooms. That means more jobs and employees who have to live somewhere. A report from a home builders group predicts the housing surplus will be gone within 2 years, and the city will once again have a shortage. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Las Vegas.